This is Breakfast with Josh Zepps on ABC Radio Sydney.
Have you ever applied for a job and perhaps somewhat exaggerated your qualifications? Maybe more than exaggerated, maybe sort of kind of made up a little bit. Many people do. And if you've ever tried to hire someone for a job, you'll know the difficulty in being able to verify the claims that they make about their work history. This morning, a scheme was reported on the front page of the papers, which involved a fraudulent industry trade qualification racket where unqualified people were being given fake qualifications, certification in certain trades, building, gas fitting, electrotechnology, refrigeration. The extent of this fake ring is largely unknown, but incidents turn up frequently enough to greatly concern the business world and the academic world. Dr. Daryl Hull is a professor in the Faculty of Business and director of the Centre for Workforce Futures at Macquarie University. He's got expertise in this area. He's actually part of a collaboration working on a system which might quickly and digitally confirm that a person's qualifications are what they claim they are. Daryl, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Do we know the extent of qualification fraud?
It's a very difficult thing to quantify. It's not just an Australian issue. We think it's quite widespread in Australia, but it's also a global issue. There's a lot of work done in the United States and Europe that indicate that this is something that happens all the time and is largely unreported until a situation like the one you've just described.
So can you tell us a little bit about what this racket was and how you might be able to fix it?
Well, the problem is that in the good old days when one produced a certificate for the trade or whatever, you could sort of take it to the bank that it was the right certificate. But, of course, in the 21st century, there are so many ways of faking certificates so that you simply can't tell now if someone produces a document whether it's actually a real document. So it's a question of trust, and that leads us into the issue of verification because, frankly, the more people rely on what people tell them these days, the less they can rely on the visual evidence they've been given to do it.
And on the front page of the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, there's this case about this husband and wife team who are facing charges over this scheme that gave unqualified people certification in trades. But it seems like the cops actually only caught them by accident.
Yes, it would appear so. As I saw in the paper, it basically said it was an unrelated investigation, which in one sense, doesn't surprise me because someone asked me once if, you know, has there a survey been done on how many people do fake resumes? And my response is simply, well, if there were such a survey, how many people who do fake resumes would actually fill in the survey?
That's right. Yes, and even, you know, you also have to be able to authenticate the authenticator so that you know that the people like you are credible who are actually doing the authentication of this stuff. Obviously, this is fairly serious. It sounds a bit jokey, but if you've got people who are operating machinery without qualifications or they're dealing with electricity and wiring and they don't know what they're doing, not to mention fake medical qualifications, what is the best approach that you're looking into, some kind of a system that might be able to accurately verify the veracity of a person's qualifications?
Well, what we're trying to look at in collaboration with people at the university and some people at the Queensland Tertiary Admission Centre in Queensland who look at about 70,000 enrolments a year in TAFE and university is the idea that you can use digital technology to verify someone's qualifications by creating a system, without getting into the technical aspects of it, creating a system in which the person who gives the certificate is registered and certified, the person who gets the qualification is connected digitally to that with a kind of digital tick that says, yes, I actually have got it, and yes, the person who gave it to me is real, so that when I show that to you, say as a smartphone app, you can be sure that the tick is genuine and actually I do have what I say I've got.
So are you saying there's some kind of encrypted registration from the issuer of the certificate and the recipient of the certificate that renders the physical certificate sort of redundant because it's like a Twitter verification checkmark or something?
Yeah, something like that. The expression that my colleagues in Queensland are using is it's the creation of a kind of digital backpack. so that you carry it with you. It is absolutely yours. By the way, you get to control who has access to it to see it. So it's not a public database.
Right.
But at the end of the day, if you show it to me and I see it in the format that I understand to be verifiable, then that's all I need to do. I actually know that you've got what you say you've got.
And what sort of format would that be? Would that be an app on a smartphone? Would it be a website or what?
It'd probably be both, but I would think, given that we're talking about, if you take your tradies example, someone shows up on a work site and someone says, "Are you safe to work with this technology?" You're not going to go to a website and have a look, but if you've got an app on a smartphone and you show it to me and I see it, then I can actually recognise you are safe to work with that technology. So it's got to be mobile and able to go into the workplace.
Of course, this just pushes the problem back by about maybe 10 or 15 years because our ability to currently forge certificates convincingly is going to be superseded by our ability to forge apps convincingly, potentially. Are we playing a game of whack-a-mole here where we're always trying to smack the last thing that rears its ugly head?
Look, in one sense, I think you're right. But the problem is so ubiquitous and challenging, particularly when you're looking at safety-critical aspects of work. You've mentioned medicine, and I work in the maritime space as well, and there's issues there, that if we don't play catch-up and whack-a-mole, then we're really in trouble. And I'm just thinking of a dozen different things that are going to happen, everything from putting solar panels on roofs to pink bats in ceilings. Mm. Whereas if we don't try and catch up with this, then we're not doing the job properly.
You've actually found out some interesting facts about statutory declarations as well. Are StatDecs always reliable?
Well, I used to think they were, but StatDecs and affidavits, of course. StatDecs simply rely on you going to the local chemist or someone you know getting to sign it. How do I know, for example, in the statutory declaration that the person who signed it is who they say they are, unless I'm challenged in court and I've got to find them as a witness, you know, so it's multiple problems. But I also discovered the other day that apparently you can online buy a JP stamp, a Justice of the Peace stamp, which if you then fake the stamp and you give it to me as an affidavit, how do I actually check without making phone calls and ringing that the person is actually a JP?
Isn't the point partly that would be a crime? Isn't it something like impersonating an official or perjury or something, I don't know what it would be called, but isn't the point that even if it's not verifiable, if it were to be verifiable, people aren't going to do it because it's a serious offence?
I would think if people recognise it as a serious offence, they might not do it, but I'm not sure that that's the way people look at it when they do their resumes and certification looking for a job.
Mm. Talk to us, just wrap us up here about the future of like trust verification. Cast your eyes forward maybe a few decades. You know, everyone's on the bandwagon of blockchain and Bitcoin, and this is going to be the future of technology. Is there a blockchain solution to verifying people's qualifications digitally?
We think so, and that's basically what the research project's about with our friends in Queensland, is to find a pilot site to test blockchain as one of a possible series of platforms to do this. There are, again, technical issues with blockchain that I don't fully understand, but people say it's a good start, but as you say, in a few years' time, something better might be along. But I'm aware, since I wrote the article, that in Europe, major shipping companies are already starting to look at blockchain to do precisely this on a peer-to-peer basis for checking certification for safety in vessels.
Mm. Fascinating stuff. Thanks, Darryl. Good luck with it.
Thanks very much for the time.
Yeah, you got it. That's Dr. Darryl Hull, who is a professor in the Faculty of Business and a director of the Centre for Workforce Futures at Macquarie University, about the changing landscape for people who try to fake their qualifications or fake their resumes. They won't be able to for very much longer, at least until the digital wizards get ahead of the verification technology.